And that day, too, another image was laid down. Widmerpool's expression at the height of these humiliations. He turned his face upwards, fawning, cringing, as though actually welcoming the insults, as though he was enjoying them.
You know why he hates him, Jenkins?
Templar.
Hates Widmerpool.
No.
Don't you?
No.
Cut some more bread and I'll tell you. Templar gets a love letter. Nothing unusual in this. Peter Templar, handsome fellow. Everybody's heartthrob. Give me the toasting fork. The thing is... Ow! Christ, that's hot.
You all right?
Yes. The thing is, this letter's from Ackworth.
Wasn't he the one...
Yes. Set light to his room.
Why did he do that?
Missing his mother, so they said. My view, it was to cover up evidence of his Olympic standard self-abuse. Have you ever shaken hands with Ackworth?
No.
Don't. Anyway, he takes a shine to Templar, drafts a billet-doux, which is intercepted.
By Widmerpool?
Yes. And Widmerpool takes the note to head of year. Ba, ba, la, ba. Toast ready.
Why did he do that?
Because he's Widmerpool. La Barre sacks Ackworth. Goodbye, the trembler. Is Widmerpool daunted? Is he overcome with guilt? Far from it. He pushes Templar into a corner and begins a moral lecture, during which Templar says, time stopped. And throughout, he was expecting Widmerpool to declare his own affections.
Did he?
Bear in mind, Templar thinks that everyone's in love with him.
Right. I'm not.
No, I'm not either. His evidence, that Widmerpool was breathing heavily the whole time, like my sister's Pekingese, his words. So, naturally, being Templar, he assumes that at any moment Widmerpool will unbutton, drop to his knees and say, this is bigger than both of us. But no. Sermon completed, the fat one retires. And now Peter delivers a wonderful Templarism. Widmerpool's so wet, he says, you could shoot snipe off him.
Yes.
Right, let's get down to it.
Where is Templar, by the way?
Ah.
What?
Out.
What's he doing?
He's gone to London, on a mission.
What kind of mission?
A nocturnal mission.
I don't follow you.
A nocturnal mission, No, that was a joke. Anyway, it's a secret.
Well, you know about it.
Yes, I know about it.
But it's not a secret, then, is it? How many people can know something and it's still a secret?
You want me to give you an upper limit?
Well, say, if 500 people know something, is it still a
secret? Well, 500 people don't know this.
Know what?
Your Templar's gone to London to lose his virginity. You wrinkled it out of me. Yes.
Really?
He'll be back soon. Last train. With or without it. I don't even want that sausage.
That was the year when experience tore through our lives like an express train.